Yeah, Roger. I was going to recommend to you. I forgot earlier. I meant to recommend to you. Just recommend. If you're going to use that handheld, you know, put it in the bag and use it, go places and use it, you might want to look into a Nagoya 771 antenna. Let me tell you. Sometimes, man, them dual-band antennas and stuff, they'll work with GMRS, but some of them, they're not all that, they don't work on GMRS all that great because of, you know, the length and the tuning of them and stuff. But the 771 is tuned for GMRS. And let me tell you, man, it was like night and day when I, excuse me, I got a frog in my throat. But like I told people, the antenna that came with the radio, I used to talk on it because, you know, I started with the handheld. But I had to sit in one position here at the table, and I couldn't move to my right. I couldn't move the radio to my right, left, or anything. It would go out or out of the repeater. And then Jack 488 told me about this Nagoya 771. So I ordered one. I put it on. Let me tell you, it was like night and day. I can walk anywhere in this house now. Even on medium power, what do I got? 5 watts, and I can still hit. Well, I can hit the repeaters right now off low power on my handheld. Either repeater, you know, a little fuzzy, but I can hit them and open them. But it made a world of difference. I'm just letting you know. You know, you might want to consider one of those.